Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with us, for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And we got our good buddy Jay Myers back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is, he's a small business owner just like me, just like you. And that's, he's in the technology business. He helps people with their video solutions primarily, especially remote video solutions. He's the author of Keep Swinging, a story about his entrepreneurial passage that he's made in his career. And he's our good friend Jay Myers. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back. Jay, I wanted to ask you a question. In the previous opening segment when I was telling the audience you were coming, before that, I said, and this is, I did this earlier in the previous hour as well, I reminded them that a year ago, literally a year ago, December 08, as I peered over into the abyss of 09, I didn't know what was coming. If you remember, in December, things were pretty frightening. Things were pretty scary. We were losing shedding millions of jobs a month back in those days.
Yeah,
a million a month, maybe, and big companies, large companies. Small businesses were laying people off like crazy at an unprecedented level. And I didn't know where things were going. And we were changing regimes in Washington. And I said, I don't know what's going to happen, folks, but here's what I want you to think about. Your success story for 09 is to open your door January 1, 2010. I think you and I talked about that. And I think you agreed with me in those days.
Absolutely, Jim. And by the way, thank you again for having me on your show. I'm always thrilled to be on it, and it's a great show. You know, I think that as I sit here December the 30th, you know, here in 2009, I 100% agree with you. We are just very, very fortunate and feel very glad to be here and surviving 2009, because it was a difficult year for us as well at Interactive Solutions. We had a great 2008. We were very fortunate to have grown the business 30% from 07, which was pretty astounding. But then in 09, you know, some of the things caught up with us and some different market dynamics. And we were off a little bit in our business, probably about 6-7%. But reality, as I sit here today, just absolutely thrilled that we got through the year. We made a little money. And by the way, I didn't lay off a single employee.
Good. Congratulations. Good for
Thank you.
Well, but you also worked probably twice as hard. I mean, if you had worked that hard in 08, who knows what you could have accomplished?
Well, you know, 09 challenged us in a lot of different ways, and we had some markets emerge for us in a big way, and I guess we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But some of the things were really exciting for us that look like we have a great future with it is in the healthcare industry.
I do want to talk about that, because I've got a question to set you up for that in a minute. But before we go there, and we're going to go there in just in a second, I wanted to ask you what you thought about my little exercise, my little open your door on January 1, 2010. I see, I know that you don't have a retail operation, so, and neither do I. But of course, I'll be doing my show on Friday, live in, from my office studios. And so what I'm telling people is, even if you aren't open that day, go down to your office. Go to your roll top in the corner. Go to the basement office. Wherever you are, go to that business, open it up, and say, I'm open for business January 1, 2010. I accomplished that goal. Even, you know, if you go in your office and lock the door behind you so nobody can follow you in, but just or invite, I tell you what, do invite a customer to come in and say, I'm open for business 2010. I pulled something off. What do you think, Jay?
I think it's a great idea. I plan on doing it now that you've encouraged me with your motivation.
Yeah, just get up and go down.
I just think, you know, the new normal, I guess as you might want to call it, is certainly to have survived 2009. And getting into 2010, being there to open up your doors and do business, you know, is the whole – it's a great accomplishment. I mean, I feel very proud for my team, you know, the sales team, my whole group of employees, my customers, my partners. It's just we're excited about 2010. We do feel like we've been through a war in 2009,
yeah.
We came through it, and we've been successful.
And you persevered, and I bet you some competitors of yours didn't, all your competitors didn't make it.
That's true. We had several people that went out of business, and a number of other people that are in dire straits right now.
Which I'm sad to say, but that's the reality. I mean, the marketplace is a survival of the fittest kind of place. But, Jay, here's the question for you that I want to set you back up for what you were talking about a minute ago. When I speak to audiences around the country, this year I've been asking them, what did you learn? Did you learn something in 2009? As ugly as it may have been for you, as much as we didn't like what was going on, as frightening as it was, did you learn something in 2009 that will set you up for your entire future career that you wouldn't have learned if we hadn't have had 2009? And well, you'd be amazed how many people raised their hand.
Well, I definitely learned a lot about myself, in particular in 2009, and you know, I think of the word that's difficult for me as an entrepreneur to have, possess this quality is patience. It was difficult to be patient.
We're not wired for that very much, are we?
No, not so much. And I think the other thing is that, stick to what you're good at. I think sometimes people can try to get cute when there's, difficult times. And you know, we had to make sure we were doing what we were good at and continue to try to do that in pursuit of the market. The other thing, Jim, I think was kind of interesting, was that as we were navigating the year, was to also, and this is kind of an odd remark, but I got to make it anyway, is that as I was motivating or trying to motivate my team and employees, it was almost like one of those things that as you're talking to them and trying to focus, you still kind of see that 800-pound elephant in the room called the economy. And
yeah.
You kept trying to talk about things sort of like, that's out there, we're talking about us.
Uh-huh.
But the reality of it is, that's always kind of sitting out there. And a lot of distractions. I mean, things where,
right.
Me personally, I have, relatives that have lost their jobs. And,
yeah.
And one my brother-in-law, has been laid off for over a year.
Wow.
And a good friend, 6 months. And various things around here and people cutting back on, salaries and things. So very distracting what was happening to the rest of the world, and we were trying to kind of stay in our world and stay focused, and it was very challenging.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there was always that thing, that hovering over everybody, and I think the situation you got to do there is just talk to your people and say, okay, folks, we're not denying that what's going on out there, but let's, as much as we can, let's stay focused on what we've got to do. We come back, there's an element of Jay's industry that he's tapped into, and that's important. That's I want him to tell us about the story, but mostly I want him to tell us how he came to make that change and identify that opportunity so you can use that in your own business, maybe in a completely different industry. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You don't know.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can keep listening to your little heart's content. We got lots of stuff there you can listen to. On and on, forever and ever. You can read stuff. We got thousands of articles as well as thousands of interviews, past interviews like the ones we've done with our good friend Jay Myers, who's with us right now. Jay has a body of work there that we've acquired and accumulated and produced over the last couple of years as he's joined us in our brain trust. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And by the way, if you do it now, you'll be able to get the review of my 2009 predictions and what happened and how I did with my predictions. And coming up in the next newsletter and in my column, if you read that across the country, I'll be doing my predictions for 2010. So I'm looking forward to that. And if you're on Twitter and want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jay Myers is our guest, Myers. The book is called Keep Swinging. Your business is ISI, right? Interactive Solutions Incorporated.
That's correct. And by the way, Jim, let me congratulate you on your batting average for 2009, as I read the paper about your predictions. I think you were hitting some incredible percentage. I think that the Yankees may be interested in signing you with that kind of batting average.
Well, I get that all the time. I hear from them, all these baseball teams. Yeah, I actually had a pretty good year in 2009. I was 70%, 13 for 16, and actually a little better than 70%, but last year wasn't so good. I was only 7 for 15, so I had a tough year last year. 08 kind of caught me by surprise. But anyway, thanks for that, Jay. Hey, Jay, one of the things you've done is you've found a way to find opportunity in a tough year by looking around and finding new ways to do business, didn't you?
We did, Jim, and it was actually a commitment we made a long time ago, and one of the market areas we've identified is telemedicine and the healthcare industry, particularly here in the Southeast, or particularly, I should say, with the resources of hospitals and the demands on them not being able to really be available as much as they could or should be to the rural areas. And so what we did is we've taken video conferencing to another level where we are able to hook up the hospitals to some of these rural clinics and provide all kinds of specialized support, whether it be for ear, nose, throat ailments, as well as psychiatric, dermatology, those type of situations, cardiology. And then the neat thing about it is the hospitals themselves and the clinics, they're not in a position, many of them, to pay for some of this equipment out of pocket. So what we've done is been able to assist them in applying for grants, and the federal government has been wonderful.
Wow.
This is one place that's worked very well with the federal government, where they funded these programs to provide rural health care. And the business, we committed to this about 10 years ago, actually. This has been a strategic type of design for us and everything to get into this business. Started it back in the late 90s with a pediatric cardiology application between Memphis and a small town in Mississippi in Tupelo, and helping the babies with the heart problems. And then it's morphed into quite a large portion of my business. I think in 2009 we identified about 35 to almost 40% of my business was either healthcare, telemedicine related projects.
And think about what would have happened to you in 2009 had you not set the stage for that previously.
It would have been
catastrophic.
Catastrophic, absolutely. So we were very fortunate.
Let me stop for a second, Jay. So folks, here's the question you got to ask yourself right now. What if think about the product or the service or the customer, or think about the lion's share of where your business is coming from right now. What if in 2010 that got cut in half? Okay, I know you think I'm crazy. Oh, it couldn't happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? That is blah, blah, blah. It could happen. What is your plan B? What do you follow? And, Jay, we all have to ask ourselves this question, don't we? I mean, you've got to ask yourself. You're now taking advantage of telemedicine, but you've got to be saying, okay, when telemedicine is passe, where am I going to go from there?
You absolutely have to be able to see the future as an entrepreneur, or you're not going to be able to get there and make it. I mean, in today's world, it's moving way too fast. We identified it, like I said, about 10 years ago. We committed to it. We invested in it. We kept after it. And I think that's one of the problems that a lot of small businesses have, is that sometimes, you try to live in the moment, or you see the future, and it's, 12, 14 months ahead of you.
Right.
You got to look way out and be able to see the type of market trends and things that you need to be able to participate. And I think, Jim, that the best advice I could give to folks out there, that your listeners and all, is that, in our case, too, you go back to what I said earlier about survival in 2009, stick to what you're good at. We had gotten very good at telemedicine, and we just amped it up in 2009 to continue to pursue that business in a bigger and better way. But we didn't get out there. It was a good niche. In 2009, it will be in 2010, we have big-time competitors. We got AT&T out there. We got British Telecom. We got some big, big companies that could just, chew us up and spit us out kind of thing. But we stick to what we're good at. We've identified the healthcare telemedicine.
And the good thing about you as a small business owner, you don't have to conquer the world like AT&T does to be successful.
Exactly.
You only have to have a few of those customers, don't you?
That's exactly right. And, and I think it's one of the other secrets for us, Jim, is that whole thing about with the niche and working the healthcare thing is also within that are the relationships that we've developed. If you do really a real good job with a relationship type of sales and marketing, your chances for survival are a lot better because it's a deeper type of situation of connection.
Absolutely. Here, so. Jay, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website, please.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com. And the book is
Keepswingingbook.com.
Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.